Come on, praise him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we look back, amen, praise God, at our text in the book of, amen, 2 Thessalonians, can you say amen? We, amen, are hearing, praise God, what Paul is writing to the church in Thessalonica. And, amen, praise God, he is letting it, amen, be known to this church, can you say amen, by way of a letter, can you say amen, that there is a rest in trouble, can you say amen, and amen, praise God, and some, amen, praise God, among those in Thessalonica, praise God, were troubled, can you say amen, amen, but Paul wanted them to know, praise God, that even in adverse circumstances, there is still rest, and so it becomes a question to us sometimes, how in the world, praise God, are you going to be rested when so much, amen, things can be going on all around you. But listen, amen, praise God, he invites those that are troubled not to be troubled, because he says to them, amen, you who are troubled, rest with us. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. And amen. Praise God. He is, amen. Praise God, pointing to a special time of rest. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
And we'll get to that later because, amen. Praise God, there's a couple of kinds of rest that we want to be aware of. But he is telling those that are troubled, can you say amen?
Amen.
You worry about how, amen. Praise God, your faith in God is going to turn out. You worried about, amen, praise God, how, amen, praise God, God is going to come and redeem us. Some worried about the resurrection being passed already, praise God. And amen, there were different concerns, praise God, that, amen, were among the people of God. And he, that is Paul, says, come and rest with us, can you say amen? But he identifies a place and a time of rest. He says, praise God, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Praise God. So, amen, it looks like it would be easy to rest when the trouble is over. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And so then he's saying, rest with us, amen, when the Lord will be revealed from glory. And so, praise God, at that time, praise God, amen, we're coming to the end of the tribulation. And amen, praise God, what trouble was in the world. And amen, the church has been raptured. And amen, praise God, amen, it seemed like, praise God, it is a time when, amen, it would be easy to rest. Hallelujah, praise God. But he's speaking to them now about a time that is yet to come. And he's telling them to take rest with us. Can you say amen? In the coming, amen, of the Lord. And amen, praise God. And so what Paul is communicating to them, amen, praise God, is that a rest is coming. Amen, praise God. But you can find also rest where you are in the assurance and the knowledge of the rest that is coming. You ought to say thank you, Jesus. And so, praise God, amen, I can, amen, praise God, realize that God wants me because, amen, what he tells me he's going to do, he's going to do. And if he tells me that my outcome is going to be blessed and victorious, even though I may not be at that place now, I can take rest in the truth that what he told me will surely come to pass. You ought to tell him, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And he will be revealed with his mighty angels in flaming fire. fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. These who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And when he shall come to be glorified in his saints. Tell your neighbor, praise God, and we give him a little bit of glory now. Amen. But at the time when he comes and returns to be with us and to, amen, praise God, establish the kingdom, it will be great glory unto God. Amen. Praise God. He will come to be glorified in his saints, to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed, amen, in that day. In other words, Paul is saying, praise God, that you didn't just, amen, praise God, have to wait to see it, hallelujah, to believe it, but you believed it when you heard it. And it is about, amen, what faith is. Amen, praise God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. But the word of the Lord is not an empty word. Can you say amen? It is a true word. Amen. Whenever God speaks, praise God, he always means what he says. And he will do whatever he has promised to do. And praise God. And while the circumstances don't speak what God speaks, we don't listen to the circumstances. We rather listen to the word of the Lord. You ought to give him another praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, praise God, who he is, he has all foreknowledge, and he's able, praise God, to declare to us in our circumstances, amen, praise God, what will come to pass. And so, praise God, we find the example in Scripture that, amen, before God would, amen, even, hallelujah, change the name of Abram to Abraham, he had called him out, can you say amen, and let him know, praise God, that I got a land that I want to show you. Amen, praise God. Now, Abraham and Sarah, hallelujah, have no children. Can you say amen? But God lets Abraham know that, hallelujah, not only am I going to show you a land, amen, but I'm going to give this land to your seed, to your posterity. You have to give God a praise. Can you say amen? Who knows what was going on in Abraham's mind, even at the beginning of the call of God? Because what God is talking, Abraham is seeing none of it. Can you say amen? What God is saying, Abram, amen, praise God, is not able to witness it with his natural eye. Hallelujah, praise God. What he can see, amen, and what God does show him is the land that he will give him. Hallelujah. But he will not allow Abram, hallelujah, to have it until the time that he gets ready. Amen. And so then, praise God, God not only shows Abram, amen, praise God, the land, he not only tells him, amen, praise God, that your seed is going to inherit this, and I'm going to give that land to them. Can you say amen? But he lets Abram know, praise God, that your seed is going to go into bondage. Can you say amen? That Israel will go into bondage, praise God, for 400 years. And amen. And they will be ill-treated. Hallelujah. They will be oppressed. Hallelujah. For 400 years. But after that, God is saying, praise God, that I will bring them out. Hallelujah. I will deliver them. And so, praise God, we find out, praise God, that after 430 years, amen, that they were in the land. And you say, wait a minute, you said 400 and now you say 430. So we can assume, praise God, that all of the sojourn was not under harsh oppression. The time came when Israel was harshly oppressed. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And they were put under the taskmasters there in Egypt, praise God. And God, amen, praise God, as we see God's timing is impeccable. Hallelujah, praise God. The scripture declares that 430 years later, amen, on the very self the same day, amen, that God brought them out. And so, praise God, we didn't even know that God told Abram, amen, a day when you're going to bring them out. Say amen. But God let Abram know, praise God, how long they were going to be oppressed, when they're going to come out. Can you say amen? And even though he would not be living, hallelujah, to see all that God, amen, praise God, had told him, amen, he was able to pass the word on, hallelujah, to his posterity. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. He was able to pass that word on. Can you say amen? So somebody might know if they understood what, amen, God has said, that even though we might be in bondage right now, I know we gonna get delivered. Amen. Why? Because God have left on record, the fact that we're going to be coming out. Amen. Praise God. And so no matter, amen, praise God, how bad it might look right now, I'm not listening to what my circumstances are saying to me. I'm looking at what God has said. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, we then, praise God, are to draw from the truth of who God is, that when he speaks, he means what he says. And if we dare to put faith in God, if we dare to lean on the word of God, his word will never fail us or allow us to come short of his promises. Y'all ought to give him a praise. Can you say amen? So sure enough, amen, God is an on-time God. And he showed up right on time. This is the perspective of faith. Faith, amen, praise God, hears what God says. It refuses to look at, amen, what, amen, circumstances say. And amen, praise God, when they hear what God said, they are willing to say, Lord, I believe. Can you say? Amen. And because I believe, I can open my mouth and tell God, Lord, I believe. Can you say amen? And even when there is no way, we can lift up our voice to God and tell God, because you said you would make a way, even though I don't see no way, Lord, I believe. And therefore, have I spoken. Can you say amen. Amen. Praise God. And so we speak out of our faith. We don't speak doubt. We speak faith. Can you say amen? Amen. The enemy will say, look where you are. But we will say to the enemy, that don't matter. Look what God told me. Can you say amen? And I'm going to lean on what God told me. And I'm not going to worry about where I am. Can you say amen? You can imagine in your mind, hallelujah, that amen, the reception that Moses got when the time of deliverance drew near, amen, that many of those, hallelujah, praise God, that were to be delivered didn't believe that they were going to be delivered. Can you say amen? But I'm so glad God don't change his mind. We ain't got enough to believe over him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God don't change his mind. Even when we doubt him, he He's still going to do what he said he would do. And while no doubt there were many there, amen, praise God, that were naysayers, and you know the reception that Moses got, and even, praise God, as they were going into the land of promise, many were still saying that God brought us out here to kill us, but no, that was not the plan. Can you say amen? The plan was, you're going to inherit a land. Can you say amen? God had already made it clear. Can you say thank you, Jesus, that it looked like you're a slave, but the reality is you're a landowner. Y'all to praise Him. Can you say amen? It looked like, amen, you were in bondage, but wait just a little while. I'm going to bring you out on time. And when I bring you out, amen, you'll be able to celebrate what I've done in your behalf. Can you say amen? The message today is I told you so. Can you say amen? See, everybody don't get to say that. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Amen. But those that have faith in God, those that lean on God, those that wait on God, can you say amen? Because that he that shall come, he will come. Can you say amen? And when we've waited on the Lord, and when we've leaned on God, and when we've trusted on God, can you say amen? When God do what he said he would do, then we can say,
I told you so.
Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And so when Paul is telling those believers, praise God, concerning the coming of the Lord, amen. Praise God. He's letting them know, amen, that God is coming to be glorified among those that he has redeemed. Amen. Praise God. But you didn't wait. Hallelujah. Amen. Until he arrived. You believe me when I told you. How many believe God? Can you say amen? If God said he'll make a way, then he'll make a way. Can you say amen? Even when you don't see no way, I just believe him. Can you say amen? And so we are to speak, amen, words that are words of faith. Amen. Praise God. We can't speak if we really don't believe. Or maybe we shouldn't speak if we really don't believe. Can you say amen? But if you believe God will never leave you or never forsake you, you can know, no matter how bleak, amen, it might look, or no matter how deep your oceans, or how dark your prison or night, God is still there, amen, by your side. And for that we can give the Lord the praise. Can you say amen? Even when you can't feel him, we can know because of his promise that he'll never leave us or forsake us. And so praise God. Amen. Praise God. Because the saints believed. Amen. Praise God. They were able to join in the glory of them that when God finally, amen, establishes what he promised that he would do, they are able to say, I told you so. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so, amen, we come to realize that faith lies, amen, praise God, in a couple of areas. Or, excuse me, rest lies in a couple of areas. Can you say amen? Because Paul is entreating those that are troubled right now, you rest with us. Can you say amen? When the Lord will come, and surely he will, because he said that he would, amen, where you're troubled right now, rest with us, because God is going to do what he said he would do. So I don't want you troubled in your circumstances, but I want you to rest in your circumstances. Tell your neighbor one kind of rest, amen, is the rest in hope, the rest in trust, the rest in faith, the rest in the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor that's the rest when we're going through. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor when we're going through, you got to rest in hope. Can Yes, amen. When it don't look like it's going to be no way, you got to still tell your circumstances that there is no way. Can you say amen? When it look like, amen, praise God, every door is locked and bolted and nailed down, you still got to say that my God is yet able. I believe in God. Rest in our confidence that God can never fail. Amen. If he never fail, amen, praise God, and never will fail, then why would we worry about failure from God? Amen. Praise God. He'll be there, and he'll be there on the time. Amen. Praise God. So we rest in our confidence that God, amen, will do everything that he said that he would do. Can you say amen? We rest in our faith. Can you say amen? I believe him, praise God. And we rest in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Spirit of God that gives us the peace, amen, that we need in the time of trouble. So one rest, amen, praise God, is the rest, hallelujah, that we have, amen, praise God, going through. Call it the Holy Ghost. Call it faith. Call it your trust of confidence. Call it your trust in God. All of this is about the rest that we have going through. But how many know if God allow us to go through and we get through, can you say amen? There's a victory on the other side. Tell your neighbor, if God allow you to go through and you get through, there's a victory on the other side. Can you say amen? So Paul introduces us to another kind of rest. Can you say amen? This rest, amen, is a rest that is a witness. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there is another rest that is a rest that is witness. Can you say amen? Witness says, can you say amen? I told you so. Can you say amen? That's what witness said. Can we say amen? That God who promised to come, once he shows up, amen, once he does what he promises to do, we are able to stand up. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, at that point, we're not using faith. Can you say amen?
100%.
At that point, amen, praise God, our confidence has paid off. At that point, we are not hoping any longer. At that point, God has come and showed us that he has delivered on his promise. And we simply, amen, agree with what God has done. And we shout victory. And we let the enemy know, our circumstances know, and everything else that was against us, that, amen, God did what he said he would do. And I told you so. Can you say amen? So God wants us, amen, to speak victory, even when we don't see victory.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, somebody.
Witness.
I say God wants us to speak the victory,
yes,
even when we don't see the victory. Can you say amen? Because you can't say I told you so if you ain't told them so. Can you say amen? You can't say I told you so if you ain't told them so. Can you say amen? But when you've been telling them all the time, can you say amen? I'm going to have the victory. I'm going to overcome. I'm going to prevail. I'm going to go through. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to make it. I'm not going to come short. You keep telling them that. Can you say amen? And regardless of what, amen, pop up, you ain't changing your tune. Can you say amen? Happened. Can you say that happened? Can you say amen? And you still got that nerve to talk about you victorious. What you victorious over? Don't you see all that that fell down? Well, that don't matter. Can you say amen? But I know what God told me. Can you say amen? And the God I serve, can you same. He'll never be defeated. And that if I serve in him, I will always have the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. You better give him a praise. So he's got to remember to begin to practice. Amen. Can you say amen? Telling the devil. Can you say amen? What we believe God gonna do in our behalf. Because the devil will tell you, you ain't gonna get saved. You ain't gonna get no Holy Ghost. But you gotta tell the devil, God promised me. Amen. If I seek him with my whole heart, that he would fill me with the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? You gotta keep telling the devil. Can you say amen? Because he gonna keep telling you, you ain't got this. You ain't got that. Can you say amen? Amen. Sometime you got to wait a little while. But that don't matter. Because God got it in his hand. Israel waited 400 years. But guess what? God came through. Can you say amen? Amen. The genealogy said, amen. Praise God. From Abraham to Christ was 40 and two generations. But guess what? He showed up. And he was on time. Can you say amen? God considers our frame. He knows that we are only dust. Some things God ain't gonna make you wait forever for. Then you would be able to say, I told you so. Can you say amen? But God wants you to be able to stand up. Can you say amen? And rest in your witness. And when you rest in your witness, you're able to tell everything that didn't believe God. Can you say amen? I told you he would make a way. I told you he would deliver. I told you he would open the door. I told you he wouldn't fail me. I told you so. So God wants us, amen, praise God, to be able to get the story straight. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. But we won't do it except we believe God. Because we've got to speak out of what we believe. Do you believe you're going to get the victory? Then you need to tell the devil and your circumstance and your situation, I'm going to get the victory. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you? Do you believe he's going to bring you out? If you believe he's going to bring you out, you got to tell your circumstance, amen, situation, all of that. I'm coming out. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy going to say, well, give me a date and a time.
That's what he said.
Can you say amen? Yeah, amen. Tell your neighbor. Amen. The devil, I'll get back to you.
When God tells me, I'll let you know.
Can you say amen? Yeah. But right now, amen. Praise God. I'm just telling you, I'm coming out. Can you say amen? And amen. Praise God. God don't always let us know what his time frame is. He let Israel know that was an ongoing nation for us as individuals. Sometimes he may tell you, sometimes he won't. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But it doesn't matter. Amen, praise God. If he's committed to you, what he's going to do for you, he will do what he said. And amen, praise God. As we get ready to close the day then, Paul, as he writes to the church in Thessalonica, can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And then, amen, praise God, Luke, as he writes, amen, praise God, in Acts, as they come together, praise God, are of a witness of what a believer does. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, as Paul, writes to the Corinthian church there in the fourth chapter, can you say amen? He says, according to the same spirit of faith, amen, praise God. Who is referring to? Amen. He's referring to the psalmist in the 116th Psalm, who said, praise God, amen, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. Amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor, you got to believe. Can you say amen? You got to believe. You got to believe that God is for you. You got to believe that God loves you. You got to believe that God will deliver you. You got to believe that God will save you, because God hasn't separated salvation off. Amen. Anybody can get it. Amen. amen, but you've got to believe God for it. Can we say amen?
Amen?
And so then, praise God, this spirit of faith, amen, praise God, Paul, as he writes to the Corinthian church, amen, praise God, says, according to the same spirit of faith of the writer that wrote, I have believed, therefore I have spoken. He said, we also have believed. Can you say amen? I'm here soliciting, amen, praise God, members for the group, amen, praise God, that will say, we also have believed. Can you say amen? And according to that same spirit of faith, amen, we are able, amen, to speak out of our faith, amen, that we believe God will do in our behalf. The good news is that God ain't going to wait till the end. He's going to give you some messages in between to let you know, amen, where you have trusted God, that you were able to stand up and let the enemy know that it is just like God said it would be. I told you so. Some of us, praise God, had the rap, amen, that we ain't never going to be saved. Can you say amen? But God did it for us. He saved us and he brought us out. Some of us, praise God, were in troubled times. Amen. Looked like, amen, we would be no way out of our trouble. But God, amen, allowed us to come out so that we could have the testimony that, amen, believers have when they hold on to God, that I told you so. So that is not over. God still wants us, amen, to have that kind of mind and attitude that, amen, we believe God and we have the audacity to let the enemy know we're not going to give up on what we believe God's going to do for us. We will continue to tell him over and over and over again that God is going to make a way. God is going to deliver. God is going to help. God is going to see me through. And the more, praise God, we tell the enemy, amen, praise God, of our conviction in our faith in God, the more, praise God, God looks at us, amen, knowing that we're willing to stand on his promises. And if we don't stand on his promises, then we're going to be left, amen, praise God, without receiving the benefit of what he has promised. So he wants us to stand on his word. He wants us to stand on his promise. He doesn't want us, amen, praise God, to say, well, maybe, or perhaps, or he might. Can you say amen? But we want, amen, praise God, our God wants us to tell the enemy what our God is going to do in our behalf. Tell your neighbor, tell the devil, amen, that God is going to bless you.
I'm telling you, tell him.
Say it again, tell the devil that God is going to bless you. Amen. Tell him again, tell the devil that God is going to bless you. Can you say amen? You want the Holy Ghost? Amen. You got issues in your life? Tell the devil that God is going to bless you. And hold on to God. And after a while, you'll be able to tell the enemy, I told you so. Can you say amen?
Yes,
tell, praise God, the naysayers. Can you say amen? And you know the naysayers, they always say, it ain't no way.
That's what they say.
Can you say amen? Why? Because all they see is what is in front of them. Can you say amen? But faith is not about what we see in front of us. Faith is the substance of the things that we hope for. And is the evidence of the things that we don't see. So we hold on to our faith in God. Amen. The writer in Hebrews said, don't throw away your confidence. Can you say amen? It has a great recompense of reward. As your neighbor, do you want to be able to say, I told you so? Can you say amen? Ask them, do you want to be able, amen, to look the enemy in the face and tell them, I told you so? Can you say amen? God has no problem keeping his word. He has no problem delivering on his promises. Amen. Amen. He just desires somebody that will agree with him. Can you say amen? Who will know that he is able to do what he promised he would do. He's looking for somebody to herald him. Can you say amen? So praise God. As I get ready to close, Paul told them to look to the end. He let them know, hallelujah, that he would come to be glorified among the saints of God. To be praised, magnified, and glorified. Can you say amen? When? Because he had delivered on the promise. Can you say amen? And right now, praise God, God wants us, to know that he's working among us right now. How many know that God is working among us right now? How many know that even now God is working in our behalf to bring forth blessings in our life? How many know right now that I just cannot, depend on what I see? I got to go back to the word of God, and I've got to find a promise and a promise and a promise for my deliverance, for my peace, for my help, for whatever I might need. God has assured me that he would be that for me. And when we find the promise, we speak to our circumstances, the promise that God, has made to us. No food on the table. Tell the, the empty table that God will provide. Can you say amen? No money for the light bill. Tell your light bill, that the cattle of the gods is in. They belong to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He's wealthy and rich. And it looked like I'm poor, but I have an inheritance in my God. Amen. When your body don't want to act right, tell your body, you may be failing. Amen. But the God I serve, he'll never fail. Can you say amen? And he can give me strength for what I need to do for the glory of his name. How many believe God will give you strength for what you need to do for the glory of his name? To be glorified among the redeemed of the Lord. And God wants to hear us saying over and over and over again, amen, praise God, he will do what he has done and what he will continue to do. So as I close, praise God, I just wonder, has God met, somebody's financial need, or would they work in need? If you are here today, I just need you to stand up and say, I told you so. And just say, amen. I want you to say, if there's anybody here that God has touched in their body, can you say, amen? And if they were sick and it didn't look good, can you say, amen? But God brought you out. Oh, and every pain, can you say amen, will be removed from the church of the living God. And we are not yet there, amen, where Paul was pointing. But while we're getting there, we need to be telling the enemy that I will reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your neighbor know I'm a part, if you are, of a royal priesthood. I'm a part of a holy nation. I am among the redeemed of the Lord. And it looks like I ain't nothing but another man or another woman. But you don't see what's on the inside. You don't know my relationship with God. But in that day, when everything else is going down, I will rise to the glory of my God. And in that day, when I rise, I will witness to everyone who have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. I will witness and let them know I told you so. You should have repented of your sin. You should have been baptized in Jesus. You should have been filled with a precious gift of the Holy Ghost. In that day, we could say, don't just
smile.
But if you're here,
God
among the redeemed, you don't have to be the one that they tell. I told you.
I'm trying tonight.
You can be the ones that's telling you. I told you so.
Amen.
God won us redeemed.
Yes.
Why would you die when you can live?
Amen.
And you say,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're telling you, you can't hold on to the world.
Yes.
Amen. We're telling you, amen, praise God, life going to take it away. The writer in Ecclesiastes, he said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, for the evil days draw nigh. Can you say amen? And your soul say, I have no pleasure in them. So, amen, praise God, you enjoy it while you're young. After a while, it ain't going to be the pleasure. Can you say amen? So you're going to turn it loose. Amen. You can turn loose now. Or you're going to turn loose later.
Amen.
But you're going to turn loose. Yeah. And say amen. I just got the God to do this. I just got the, yeah, okay. But you're going to turn that loose.
Yeah.
And I say amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just got it. Just once in a while, every now and then. Amen. But you're going to turn that loose.
Amen. Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
Death will take it out of your hand.
God, it's true.
It'll take it out of your hand. You'll let it go. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
So then, praise God. God gives you an opportunity before, amen, it's praise God, is taken out of your hand to give it up.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen, praise God, give it up. What are you going to do? I'm going to trade in something. I'm going to trade in these ashes for beauty.
Amen.
And he'll give you beauty for ashes. Can you say amen? I'm going to change in this mourning and this heaviness. Can you say amen? That's what the world leaves you with. Mourning and heaviness. Moaning and heaviness. That's what the world leaves you with. But you don't have to go with that. Can you say amen? He can give you joy. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The world gives you sad rags. Tell your neighbor, they might look good at the beginning.
My God.
But after a while, they sad.
Yeah.
I told you before, I'm going to tell you again. The enemy, amen, praise God, never presents to the world those that have walked with him a long time.
Amen.
Because everybody that's walked with the devil for a long time, they tore up and beat up. Can you say broke up and messed up? Mind in trouble. Can you say amen? They looking beyond their years. Can you say thank you?
Amen.
Praise God. All of that. Praise God. The devil don't show you them. He put them back. He showed you his fresh recruits. Amen. Praise God. They just started walking with the devil. Amen. Acting like they enjoyed everything. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
But that life don't lead to good.
Yeah.
But God doesn't show you. Amen. Praise God. It's not a shame to show you. Not only the new, but he show you the old folk as well. Amen. Praise God. That one that's been walking with him 50 and 60
yes, Lord.
Amen. Years. Can yes, you say Lord. Amen? And it's still looking good yes. and still, yes, amen, yes. strong and still got a prayer life and yes, still got a relationship with God. Amen. God don't mind showing you the old, yeah. amen, praise God, soldiers, but the enemy, he ain't showing you
nothing.
Can you say yeah. amen? Because if you see him, you say, oh no, I didn't want to walk with you. And that's what I get in the end. But God gives us yes. life yeah. eternal. Yes. And he puts us in the place, praise yes. God, where we can rejoice in what he has done. And so, don't let it be said unto you, amen, praise God, in that day, amen, praise God, from the redeemed of the Lord. You could have had life. You could have had eternal life. You could have been enjoying Jesus with us throughout eternity, but you chose the other path. Amen. Praise God. Now there you are, and I told you so. So don't let it be said to you, I told you so. Let us rather say to the enemy and to our circumstances, when God brings us out and gives us the victory, and there be no doubt about it that we have the victory. Amen. Praise God. That we can look at, amen, every conquest God has given to us and let the enemy and the world and all of the doubters know that God did what he promised to do. Yeah. And we can say, I told you so.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Come on, give beautiful.